Small-scale hemp cultivation is seen as a way to expand economic opportunity for cannabis farmers, but Humboldt County's Board of Supervisors has turned down a request to launch a hemp pilot program due to its costs. Two other actions, allowing monofilament netting and indoor cultivation in structures built after 2016, were approved at the January 6 supervisors meeting. The Humboldt County Growers Alliance, HGA, has asked the county to approve a hemp pilot program that would allow permitting of up to 5,000 square feet of hemp cultivation. The county approved a moratorium on hemp growing in 2019 due to concerns about cross-pollination and enforcement costs. Cross-pollination isn't an issue with cultivation areas as small as what's proposed for the pilot program. Planning Director John Ford said there is a cost issue because allowing hemp cultivation will involve an enforcement shift from the state to the county.
The first thought, it seems like anything that can be done to help the cannabis community, particularly the small farmers, sounds like a good idea. We want to support the industry, and it seems innocuous. But getting back to the concerns that were in 2019, they were basically twofold. Concern number one was about pollination on large-scale grows, and that's really not an issue with the pilot program that's requested. It really comes down to a matter of enforcement, because what would essentially happen is that right now it's the DCC that does the legal enforcement about where, how, when cannabis is sold. That would essentially be shifted to the Ag Commissioner's Office and also to the Sheriff's Department. The concern here is that there would be a cost of implementing such a program that would need to backfill the Ag Commissioner's office to be able to accommodate that and also equip them with the ability to test hemp to truly determine that it's hemp and not high THC cannabis.
During a public comment period, Ross Gordon of HGA described hemp as a new opportunity and differentiated what his group is proposing from the large-scale hemp cultivation seen elsewhere.
I just want to be clear about what I think the opportunity is, as we've discussed this with our members over the past year and a half, 2 years, is really the opportunity to participate in a federally legal market where there's commerce which can legally happen across state lines and where there's not the impediments that cannabis farmers face operating under federal prohibition. So I think that's the opportunity, and I think, you know, the staff report and in general, it seems like there's acknowledgement that there could be opportunity here along those lines. Acknowledge the concerns that have been expressed around enforcement and want to make a couple of points about why I think those can be mitigated. First, as I think you know, we've proposed a really limited program with a limitation of 5,000 square feet, very small scale, only for permitted cannabis farmers. So this is a known set of permitted individuals who also have accountability by virtue of the fact that they are cannabis farmers in good standing with the county. And I think this is pretty distinct from what the staff report talks about in Sutter County or in Oregon.
Gordon also noted that on the federal level, quote, a more rational legal scheme is afoot, with changes to federal hemp law set to go into effect in November of 2026. Other public comment speakers also said hemp farming will have a narrow scope, which would limit its costs and impacts while adding income potential. But supervisors hesitated to open a door for hemp, with Board Chair Mike Wilson saying he wants to wait until changes in federal law go into effect.
From my perspective, like I'm willing to go with staff's recommendation on this currently, only to hold off to see what's coming from the federal government in terms of the changes after this administration's recommendations on cannabis moving forward. I feel like I just want to be cautious about that, in that what we're concerned about isn't necessarily the impacts of hemp per se. It's just that we are statutorily required to do certain administrative and enforcement items around this if we move forward with that.
Supervisor Natalie Arroyo said hemp is, quote, something that we're not resourced for right now, but may be reconsidered, quote, if circumstances change on the federal level and it seems much more promising to explore. The board voted to keep the moratorium in place and reject the HGA's pilot program request. But two other helpful changes were approved, A ban on monofilament netting, whose sometimes improper storage and disposal is a concern, was lifted, and its use will be allowed under permit performance standards. Another ban on indoor cannabis cultivation in buildings constructed after 2016 was also lifted. The ban was put in place before the industry's decline, and there had been concerns over construction in areas like aglands. But staff and supervisors agreed that any issues can now be addressed through permitting conditions. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.